Prologue, 285 AE. Campfire smoke drifted through the crisp morning air, and the livestock began to stir in their pens. Soon the village would be bustling, marking the start of another day that would meld into the next, until it was no longer worth keeping track. Usually I craved the pre-dawn quiet, but with every briny breeze and wave crashing beyond the forest cliffs, I thought of them. It felt like a lifetime ago, and if I let the sound of the distant waterfalls fill my ears, I thought of her, and of us. This was the life she'd wanted, simple, and hidden away, with nothing but the old California coast stretching out for miles each way. Even if the memories felt hazy as the years continued to pass, I still ached every time I remembered life from before. With a reluctant sigh, I pushed the memories away and peered through the ferns and redwoods deeper into the forest. These people were my concern now, my promise, not the ghosts of the past. And the longer the forest remained silent around me, the tighter the tension coiled in my gut. The hunting party was 2 days late returning, and while Finn and Beast were the best hunters we had, Finn was also only 19, and he was our most impulsive and stubborn hunter, too. I hoped he hadn't decided to go off course. Like most of the villagers, he lived a sheltered life in the thick of the trees, where the Pacific Ocean met the towering redwoods jutting from the cliffs. To Finn and everyone else who lived in the village, Harrodson, the dangers of nearby Corvo City, and even the Corvo Queen, were little more than watered-down cautionary tales that spanned the centuries. Musings of power-hungry manipulators that shaped the decaying world into the rural, lonely, and haunted place it had become. Finn hadn't lived through war and famine, and his heart wasn't hardened by the loss of everyone he held dear. Even his parents were less than a dull memory, dead too soon after he was born. While Finn and the other villagers were eager to learn and welcomed my teachings, Finn had no idea how important our history would be one day. To him, to his sister, to his people. The cabin door opened, and Autumn poked her head out. Her blonde hair hung long and curly around her shoulders, mussed from sleep. Her green eyes shone brightly in the overcast sunlight, and I looked at the glowing embers of the fire to avert my gaze. A rooster crowed somewhere down the lane, and Autumn came over to warm her hands to the flames across from me.
"You never came in last night,"
she said quietly, her tone almost careful. We had many unspoken agreements, and not talking about us, whatever we were, was one of them.
"You're worried about Finn," she added. "But you've taught him well, Jay. He's okay."
"How do you know?" My gaze cut to hers, and the knot in my gut tightened. Autumn's expression, always a little reserved when it came to me, softened.
"I can feel it."
"Then where the hell are they?" I grumbled. Her shoulders straightened at my tone, and I stared back into the morning fire. "Sorry," I said, and tossed another log onto the flames. "You didn't deserve that." Autumn deserved a lot more than anything I could ever give her. I pulled the kettle off the rack and poured her a cup of hot water for her tea. With a tight-lipped smile, she reached for the mug and held it in her hands to warm them. My frown slid back into place, and I scrubbed my hands over my face, exhaling an anxious breath.
"Promise me you'll keep them safe."
Words from another life echoed like a distant heartbeat, always present and everlasting. I couldn't fail them. I couldn't fail her.
"You should go," Autumn whispered. "You know you won't feel better until you do, and if anyone can track them, it's you."
I didn't deserve the patience in her voice. She nodded toward the cabin,